We are on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Let us start from where the lines start getting wider. We had a memre of Rav Yankiv. Rav Yankiv had witnessed a scenario that a person went up on a sulam in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibbut Ov. Was also Mekayim Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, and then he fell off the ladder, or the ladder broke, and he died. And Rabbi Yaakov had a problem with that which had occurred. The Pasuk says, L'man Yerichon Yemecha, or L'man Yitavloch, L'man Yitavloch L'arach Toyomim. So how did this occur? So, because of this kasha, Rabbi Lozer was machia chamitzvah b'hai al meleke l'man yitavloch arach to yomim, speaking about liyem shekulei toiv, liyem shekulei oruch. But chamitzvah b'hai al meleke, we do not pay up mitzvahs on this world. So the Gemara asks, "V'ha'omar Rabbi Lozer shluchei mitzvah ein nezaykim." So the Gemara asks, "Fine, that is in schar mitzvah will accept this. The Menashem does not pay the schar of a mitzvah on this world." But Rabbi Lozer had said, "Shluchei mitzvah ein nezaykim." That shluchei mitzvah, a person is going to do a mitzvah, so he will not be genizik through the mitzvah. This is not schar of the kiyum mitzvah. This is a besondere haftocha layach medishes arzacha. But we have such a haftocha. So how did this come about? So the Gemara answers, hosom ba'achilosom shani. They're speaking about the Yidin were going, they were leaving their houses to Bi'ayla Regu. So there we have a haftoche, shluchei mitzvah einam nizoykin. But here, speaking about, as we had mentioned, that from the Taisus Rit, he was already mashlech, the geizlis, to someone on the ground. So mitzat, his mitzvah of havos geizlis, was niskayim already. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, he also was Mekayim. So Memele, so he finished going to be Mekayim a mitzvah, so that's why there's no haftoche of being Nishma. So the Gemara asks, V'omar Rabbi Loza Shluch, mitzvah eino nizoykin, loy bali choson, v'loy bach zirosa. That the haftoche is that even when you're chayzer from a mitzvah, it's also it ain't on the zayke. So the Gemara answers, sulam ru'u ahave. The ladder was a wobbly ladder. The kaviyah is zayke. And by something that's kavua hezek, shchiyach hezeke. So then there's no haftoche of ain't on the zayke in machmas ha mitzvah. Cholheicha de kaviyah zeke loisam chinen anise. Echsi vayoymer shmuel eich eilech v'shomer shol v'hogeni. We see Shmuel Anovi asked the Rabbi Nishlam, how should I go? And he was not batuach on the shmira of shluchei mitzvah. So we see because this is kavua hezeke. What does Rashi say? Vama Rabbi Lozer, Eicham Rinin, the Rabbi Yaakov, Maise, Chose, how could there be such a Maise? We have this Haftoche. Eichelech, Ba'afo Gav, the Bishlichus, the Mokim, Ave Mistafe, Mehezeke, the Kvi. Rabbi Chonon, in Kovitz, Ma'morim, that Chof Aleph, brings down the Rambam in Shmeina Prokim, Perik Zayin. The Rambam says, "Ve'ein mitnai hanovi shiye etzloi kol hamailas v'hamidas." It is not a a condition that a Navi has to possess all Milas or Midas, Achela Yavchisu, Chisis, he doesn't have any Chesheinis. One should not say, in order to be a Navi, one has to have 100% Milas with no Chesheinis. It's possible to be a Navi Hashem, and you have Chesheinis also. And the Rambam bin Zaraya, Shreim Atzinu Bishmul, Shepochat Mishol. Shmuel was afraid of Shaul, so we see that he had a chesana. Still Shmuel on Novi. So the chesed l'Avrom, and his pirish and Shmuel Neprokim, asks this shaila of Shaul, why Shmuel was afraid of Shaul. So Gemara Zakash. The Gemara answers, Kibu Ezeke Shaini. So, where did the Rambam find the chesaron over here? There was no chesaron. The pachad was a legitimate pachad. So, the Chanon wants to say, to fa'emfer the Rambam, he wants to say as follows. The Goyin in Mishlei, Perik Yudalit, Pasik Chavov, says there are two dargis of bitochen. There's one darga of bitochen that the Rabbeinu Shloilem was maftiach, that this and this will be. There's a second darge of bitochen, perhaps a greater darge. The Rabbeinu Shalom was not maftiach at all. There's no guarantee from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ach ha'odom ba'atzmai som bitchoinoi b'ashem. The person says, I'm batuach, the Rabbeinu Shalom will take care of me, without a previous avtocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's putting his bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'zeh nikra, and the Goyin says this is called chesoyin. Tzul chesoyu boy. Tzul chesoyu boy means that a person goes to a stone to protect himself. The stone doesn't. He goes to the stone to protect himself through the stone. And this is pshat and posik. Toiv lachzeis b'ashem miptoyach ba'odom. Toiv lachzeis l'ashem miptoyach b'divim. That means that David HaMelech told us, we have a Nodiv, we have a millionaire that guaranteed him, he's going to give him X amount of dollars, a Nodiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't give any bitochen. No guarantee. Toiv lachzeis Hashem, hashlich al Hashem Yehovcho. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't say anything, but toiv lachzeis Hashem mipteich ba'odam, toiv lachzeis Hashem mipteich b'divim. So that was, so Rabbi Chanan says as follows, that the Gemara Estakashe, there is a standard of Avtoche of Layach Medishas Altsacha. The Rabbi Nishom was Maftiach, that if a person is going to do a mitzvah, Halichosei, Chazirosei, nothing will happen to him. This Halicha, Lasis HaMitzvah, will not be a sibel l'rosay, and that the Gemara says this avtoche is eichad like kviyazeker. Is no avtoche, but the Rambam had a different kasha. The Rambam had a kasha on Shmuel, but where was the time lachseis b'shem on a avtoche? There's a seder on a avtoche. The bunch of them did not guarantee, but if a person is hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha, there's a mechadike. Shitas HaGoyin, that the Goyin and the Emerson, there's a Medrash like this. The Medrash darshans from the Posik, Rabim Machoivim L'Roshe V'Baiteich V'Hashem Chesed Yisubovenu. So the Medrash darshans, Roshe U'Baiteich V'Hashem Chesed Yisubovenu. So Machloik is the Goyin in the Chavis Havavis. Chavis Havavis says, Roshe has no reason to have B'tach in the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, Mishan HaMiftach LaTzadikim. But the Goyin, the Medrash, the man, the Shita Sago, but if a person has betochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm potuach in the Chasodim, in the Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yisamno, he'll help me. In medicine, they bring a Medrash, someone was once caught stealing in the middle of the night, and the police caught him. So they wanted to put him right away in prison. So he says, you know, listen, I'm a cousin of the king, you know. The cousin of the king, didn't want to chapel with him. So they brought him to the king. They brought him to the king. The king looks at him. You're related to me? No. He says, what do you say to the cousin? He says, I was so batuach in your chesed. If I'll say that you're my cousin, I zichen lo yedhev rachmanos ami. There's a seder of having bitochen in the chasadim of the Rebbeinu Shloilo without a legitimate reason. So this was the Rambam's kasha. This is what Rabbi Chanan says. This was the Rambam's kasha. Einoch en nami, als the allgemeine seder of bitochen, one is in muftach. You have to read the small print. The shluchim mitzvayim nezoikim is not by shchir hazeike, but there's a seder of lachsos. This is the Rambam's taina and Shmuel Hanavi. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Rav Yosef, il molei dorshei acher lahai krok Rav Yaakov bar Brata. If acher, Elisha ben Avuye, would have darshan this posik, like his grandson, Rav Yaakov, loy chote. He never would have yotzel et al besro. But acher, what's the maisa with acher? That he was taka yotza l'tar b'scho. He ked amri ki ay gav nechose. He saw such a maise. He saw he was a witness, he was there. A father asked a child to bring geizlis and b'shilu achakan and he died. And yotza l'tar b'scho. Ve'i ked amri, others said he saw something else. Lishne the chutzpis ha-meturgim in chose. He saw the tongue of Chutzpes HaMeturgimen, he was a famous from the Tanoi, Rabbi Gorilei Dover Acher, and this tongue, he was dead, and the Chazer was pulling out this tongue, he was, but Mamish Bizyonis, the Chutzpes HaMeturgimen, Omar Peh Shehifik Magolius Yelachech Ofor, he should be such a dover bozoi should occur with him, so nafak chota. So that turned him off. Agavuchet the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Haloshin Shara Schire Perik Tes Nahago brings a Sefer Hakone, that the Sefer Hakone says that Chutzpes HaMeturgimen was a Gilgul of Yosef HaTzadik, and this was yet a tikkun of the Hevi Dibos on Haroa Laviyam. This was a tikkun, but this Acher Zicher was unaware of. Rami Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna L'Rab. Tanan, we learned in our Mishneh, Kol Ha'ose Mitzvah Achas Meitivin loy. The Mishnah says that meitivin loy, if he does a mitzvah, osa in loy osa loy. But if you don't do a mitzvah, there's no meitivin loy. Remini aleshu akash. We learned yoshav bloyova avera noisn loy schar kaisa mitzvah. We learned that by not doing averes, he also gets schar. And our Mishnah would seem one only gets schar from mitzvahs, oise mitzvah. Omalei, hosom, kigoin shebo dvar avere liyodoi v'nitzel emeno. That what it says, yoshev le'ov avere, is not stamazoi, he's not doing avere, he gets schar. We're speaking about that Bo Dvar Avera Liyodoi, he was confronted with a Moiradik Nisoyin, and he was Mizgavar on this Nisoyin. Then he gets a Schar Ka'isa Mitzvah. I would just like to read for the Oilam, Rabbeinu Yaine, in Shari Tshuve, Shar Gimel Oistes, says as follows. Yisoyit HaSchar V'Shoyresh HaGemul. That means the inyan of Tashlum Ischar in Gemul that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives is Chalaf Ha'avoide Bekiyem Mitzvah Sasei. If a person does a Mitzvah Sasei, he'll get Schar. Ulam Yimotzei Derech B'Schar, there is a possibility that one is capable of getting Schar Hanizer may over al mitzvah sloisase. There's a possibility, there's cases, by not being over al loisase, he also gets chav. Asher hasig yasig leschav oise mitzvah. He'll get a schar of a oise mitzvah. And the Rabbi Yehuda brings to Misholem, one marshal as he finds himself in the Nesoyin of Aroyes. Another marshal, he finds himself in the Nesoyin of Gezel. He could make a dreidel and no one's going to know about it, and boom, and he's going to make a lot of money. And he holds himself back. I'm not allowed to do this. So gets schar. So the Rabbeinu Yoni says, but gam haschar hazeh, this schar, ikroi v'yisoidoi mitzvahs haseh. You only get schar for kiyum mitzvahs. This schar is also because you are mekayim a mitzvahs haseh. Shekovash es yitzroi b'yiras aleikim, k'may shenemas Hashem aleikecha tira. That means what held them back? There was an assoyin, no one's looking, no one knows. And there was an Esayim, so if the Yira Shemayim held them back, but the Rabbi Shalom knows, so, and that held them back, so, like someone once said, you see cars are speeding, and all of a sudden they start slowing down, there's a sign, this is controlled by radar. All of a sudden, Ayin Roi, Evoizen Shemas, finished! The rush becomes bottled. So if a person is, he sees the sign of Hashem Alekecha Tiro, and that holds him back, who am I fooling? So that is the kiyum of Yerushamayim. He's mekayim the mitzvah sasei of Yerushamayim. So here there's a kiyum b'shei ba'al tase from holding himself back from not doing. Ki yehode Rabbi Chanina. Now we have three maises, Rabbi Chanina bar Papai. Tevatei ahi matronise. A matronise was Teveya Rabchanine on Dvar Elbe. Omar Milse, so he said, in Bindana Rashi in Chulundach Kulfei, he said at Dvar Kishuv, and even though you're not allowed to be Isaac in Kishuv, but this was to be Nitzel from an Aveire, so Rashi says you're allowed to. Second Pshat Rashi is maybe said Hashem. But Rashi seems to like the first pshat. Omar Milsi said at Dvar Kishiv, "Omolei nafshi shichena v'kive," and all of a sudden his body became full of sores, and he couldn't look at him. He looked so horrible. Look, so that takes away the nisoyim. Finish. She doesn't want. But she wasn't daunted. Of the he Milsi, she didn't know what to say, but she knew what to do. V'itzi, he became healthy. So she took care of that. So it's bitter. So he's again in a difficult predicament. Orak, he ran away. Tosha bahu beit bani. And he hid himself in a melchetz, in a beis ha-melchetz. And this beis ha-melchetz was a very dangerous place to go alone. The chi hava island betrayin afilu b'yemoma hava mitziki. Two people walked in by day, there were mazikim there, and it was sakonet to go there. He had to go on three people at a time. There were mazikim, there was a sakone. Nachmud ben Yoder, someone says that we heard before also a similar maisa, the Beis Medrash of Abai, this also was mazikim. This is there he came in the Schus HaTeire. He in the Beibani, not allowed to be Mahare B'melchetz, it was a Beis HaMelchetz. He couldn't think in learning, and he's just running away not to do an Averis, he's going to Beis HaMelchetz, so he won't learn and nothing, and he can't say brochas, he's hiding in the Beis HaMelchetz, and there's mazikim there. Lemacha, the next day, Omre le Rabbonon man notroch. So the Rabbonon, Rabbonon waiting outside, they saw him come out alive. Mamash, man notroch, who protected you? Omalohu shnei noisei kesa. Two of those who carry the king, other say means malachim, shamru nikol alayl. I was protected the whole night. It was a shmir attack, it wasn't poshit, it was a special shmira of malochim, they protected me. Omru lei shema dvar erva bo liyotcha v'nitzalta himeno. So they did not know of this previous maisa, but they said, the stomach, you were oimed in an esoin of a dvar erva, The Tanina, we learned, Kol Abod Varel V'Liyodei V'Nitzel Emenu Oisin Loinex. They make a nest for this. So the Ben Yoda says, because what is anes? Anes is something that's connected the teva, connected nature. If a person finds himself in the nisoyin of a dvarel, it's also connected nature. He's a boss of the dom. And so he could be misgaber al tivoy, so mide connected mide, they make nisim. Now the Gemara says, Giboire koyach oisei devoroi lishmoya bekel dvoroi. Now who is this pasuk speaking about? Kigoin Rabbi Tzadik v'chaverov. Rabbi Tzadik tevatei ahi matronise. Goite, she was a sar, was seen Rashi, she had a lot of power. She was teveya him for avera. Omalo, so he told her, cholash li liboy. I'm very weak, I'm cholash. I mean, yektiv koiches for an avera. I'm very weak, it's not shaykh by me. V'loi matzina, I can't. Ike midi lemechel. Do you have something to give me to eat? I mean, we'll talk lemaise, if you give me something to eat. Kamerad, vengen an avera, but you don't give me anything to eat. I can't. Omrolei ika dovol tome. I have some meat. It doesn't have a heksher on it. It's treifer meat. But, Omar lo, now we'll see Rashi wasn't geirist the law. My nake mino daovit ho ochel ho. A person who's boil and a ramis can eat treifer meat also. I mean, if you're going down, we'll see Rashi, merdike Rashi. No, so, fine, if you mask him on the tray for meat, so she goes and takes out the meat, shogros tanure, so she heats up the tanur, she's gonna make him a meal. Kaman chesloi, and she puts the meat into the oven. Solik v'yosef v'gabes, he jumps into the tanur also. Omrelei, my high, now what shot this? Amalod, the Ovid, or Nafuba, a person who's over this Aveira will be burning Gehenim. I mean, it goes together, hand in hand. Amrolei, Iyodi, if I would have known Kuli Hai, so, that means so much to you, Leitz Artich, I wouldn't have been Mitzayah you so much. Now, let us see Rashi. Now we have to understand this Maisa. It's a very interesting Maisa, jumping into the oven, the Mela, we understand this. This was a Psalmasiris Nefesh of Rav Tzadik, but the first part with the Cholosh Liboy and the meat and the comment is... So others want to say he didn't know what to do. He's stalling for time. He was trying racking his brains what to do. He didn't have, so he said he's weak. Then let her think of an Eitzah. Benkach is waiting for Yeshua. But I think Rashi did not learn like this. Kegoin Rav Tzadik. Now the Pasuk is complimenting Giboire Koyach Oisei Devore Lishmoi Bekol Dvore. So Rashi says this Pasuk is speaking about Rav Tzadik Shelovash Koyach. He strengthened himself Lochoif Yitzroi to force his Yitzroi Hore Lehis Gaber. So Rashi is telling us a more of Kizach. I mean, that's what this Rashi is telling us. It wasn't pshat, it was a fight. Rabbi Tzadik had a more of Yitzhak Hore to do what she wanted they should do. No, he was Lovash, Koyach, he strengthened himself, Lochay, Yitzhak, Liz Gaber. So it was a big thing, it was a big fight. Bechefzei Koinoi. Now let's look at the next Rashi. Omar my nafkemino. Now the Rif is we have Omar lo. Rashi isn't geiris Omar lo. Omar my nafkemino. Doha milse. What can I derive from this? Leinizdamen li elomachel tomi. What is this? That the only food she has is a machel tomi. Yesh li lilmoid mikan, so this is a limud for me. The ovid hai aboy laram is roi lemachel tami. So dasach mir, pshat is as follows. That pshat is, the Rebbe said he didn't tell this to others, he told himself. I have the yesh li lilmoid, they had a limud for me. Dasach mir, that Rav Tzodik in the beginning, he was muchen for this chet. The Rambam says, Aboy Laramis, Betzine, Terechnus, like in Makis Mardis, Tadarabonon, we'll see Rashi says later, it was Biyoda Loholga, it was a very tremendous Nisoyin, that involved Pikuach Nefesh, and it's only a Darabonon, Betzine, Terechnus, so he held, Yesh Mokim Loholga. But he told her, there's a problem, I'm very weak. So she told him, the only food I have in the house is a tripe steak. So all of a sudden, so he started thinking, so I'm speaking to myself, it's only a Darabonon, but now I see what's gonna come out. A person who does this Darabonon, Boyel Aramis, the next step is already Macholas Asuris, which are awesome in our Torah. This put him on the right track, so I see I'm doing wrong. There's no hetzer from what I'm doing. But there was an assignment. It was Gibor Kayach, I said the boy. I think this is pshat in the Gemara. Shogras tanure, oisa aramis, hisike satano, litzlois dava tomesha. Now all of a sudden I do not understand why Rashi in the middle of this maise decided to tell us this. But Rashi says, "Ve'isha g'day lohoisa sheni yochali potah mimeno umasa biyoda lohurga." Yes, in the middle of the ma'aser, Rashi starts telling us. I mean, that Rashi tells in the beginning of the ma'aser what she was an isha g'day lo biyoda lohurga. Basic nishklam. Kaman chalei lohoisa itzli b'seicha. She puts in the meat. Nafal b'ho b'ur shal gehenim. Yodi ilu yodati. Shachomer aleichem adove kol kach, I wouldn't have done it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahane, have kamezovin dikule. It's more dik. We're speaking about gedolei olam and the problems they encountered. Rav Kahane, we'll see later as the maisa progresses. He did not have panos. He was very poor. And the only parnasa he could find was he was selling baskets to women. That was the parnasa. No, selling baskets to women, you get already, get in contact with women. Tavate ahi matronisa. So, he was selling to the matronisa, that was teveyem. That he should be boyula. Omar lo ezel ikshit nafshoi. He says, okay, but I have to, it seems he was wearing not the proper begodim. So he said, for the occasion I have to be dressed more properly, so just excuse me. Solik, so he went up into the house, v'kanofo me'igrelar, and he jumped out of the roof, and then he wanted to kill himself. Also, Agavuche, the Ben Yehuda brings down a chidor, which the chidor says as follows, that this matronise was a gilgul of Cosby Bastzur, and Rav Kahane was a gilgul of Pinchas, and she wanted, the first gilgul, you killed me. She wanted al kaponim the second time around that she should be machshel him. That was the scenario over here. So it means the maisa, the previous maisa, did not end over there. It didn't end. There was a continuation of the maisa nunisoi. So bekitzer Rav Kahane went and jumped off the roof. Also Leo kibble. So Leo came and caught him. Omalei, now, atrachton arba meya parsi, this is also a very difficult thing to understand. you matriach me, 400 parsia to come to catch you. Oops. Amalei, so Rav Kahana tells Eliyahu HaNavi, now we have a conversation between Rav Kahana and Eliyahu HaNavi, mi goram li, I mean, you're telling me I love on the Yuse. I'm an Oni, I'm in a matzav of Nisyoinis. So Mamela, that's what happened. Yoivlei shifa de dindrim. So he gave him a keli full of golden dindrim, and that solved the problem. So Mamela ois oni, and that's the end of the story. And now the Yaivitz and I saw Rav Moshe and the Ores both ask a kasha. Gemara and Tainis, it seems that it's also the Rashi and Tainis also lehonais mi mais and nisim. There's a psamaisa, someone once bought chitim, and he had money for his daughter's dowry, and he gave it away for tzedok, and he bought some chitim in a nesaker, and the chitim that he brought back, they grew, and they became a multitude of chitim, and he didn't want to use these chitim. Rashi said, "Osa lehonis mi mais and nisim," and here we see that Eliyahu HaNavi gave him a psazoi shifa de dinri, and no problem was accepted with two hands. So the Ayvitz says the kasha, Ramosha says the kasha. So Ramosha wants to say two terutzim. One terutz, Ramosha wants to say here lemais was a shaila pikuach nefoshes. I mean, you see the mice, this business of selling salim to women was not involved. You see who the women were, and then it involved pikuach nefoshes. So pikuach nefoshes is doiche kol ha-teire kula, so it's also doiche lehonis mi mice nisim. That's why he felt that he's entitled to have anor for mice nisim. Then he wants to say it could be Eliyahu HaNavi, and Maisenism is two different things. Maisenism, that's mina shamayim. Eliyahu HaNavi somehow does not fall into the category of Maisenism. The Ben Yehuda Mutcher said, well, Eliyahu HaNavi got the money from him, so that's al kaponim, but could be it's not mamish Maisenism. Rami lei Rove le Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman Akashe. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim Shodom, Oisa Oison, Vo'ichel Pereisein, Vo'ilam Azeh. Vakeren Kayemes, Loi Lo'ilam Abo. Eilu Hein, Kibodo Ve'ein, Ugmilus Chasodim, Vaboy Sholim Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. So these things, and now he brings psukim on all these four things. Aboy Sholem Ksiv Baki Sholem Verotfeyu. Oma Rababo Oshi Redife Redife Ksiv Ocha Baki Sholem Verotfeyu Ksiv Osem Roidiv Tztoke Vechesed. Betalma Teire Ksiv Ki Hu Chayecho Vaoirech Yomecho. So we're not up to the Kashi yet. So this, as I stated in the Mishnah, he just put on a Mishnah. Arecho Peresem Bailam Azeh, Bakeran Kemes Lailam Abo. Says these four. So Rove es Rav Nachman Akashe b'shiluach hakan namiksiv l'man yitavloch varachta yomen. So the whole reason these four are unique because it says hatove and ariches yomim. So that's a riot. So ilam hazen, ilam habe. So here it also says, here it so it says the Shiluch HaKan also, listening Namiho. That was the Kasha Yestrav Nach. So he answered, Tana Vishaya. You're right. So the Tana didn't say all the things. You're right. Shiluch HaKan also belongs in this Mishnah. It's Zeichel Peir saying. So Rava didn't accept this teretz. I don't understand. Toni tana elu dvorim va'ad amre tana b'shaya. If he says elu dvorim, why is it only these four? So Rava said, I have a different teretz to this kasha. Rav Idi asberoli. Rav Idi was masber to me. Imru tzadik kitoy. Imru tzadik. Praise the tzadik kitoy. Kripri maloleim yechelu. Vechi yesh tzadik toiv, v'yesh tzadik she'enoi toiv. Praise a tzadik when he's good. Vices the tzadik that's no good. Ela toiv l'shamayim v'labriyis. Imru tzadik, praise a tzadik, ki toiv, when he's toiv l'abriyis also. Zer tzadik toiv. That's imru tzadik kitoiv. Toiv la shemayim vera la bries, zel tzadik sheinei toiv. Ki yoytze bedovar atoima oi la roshe ra ki gmu yodov yeos aloi. A roshe ra, vechi yesh roshe ra v'yesh sheinei ra. El ra la shemayim vera la bries, o roshe ra, ha roshemim vein ra la bries, o roshe sheinei ra. Now, this Gemara needs a lot of explanation, but I'd like, first, let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Yarich and Yamech le'ilam abo, Yitabloch b'chayecho, Yimtzachayim le'ilam abo, Tztoka v'kovet b'ilam azeh, Chayech b'ilam azeh, B'ach yolim le'ilam abo, B'shluach hakan nami, V'lisnayu. So why isn't Shluach hakan? Idi asberli, ein edoim leil, dahanach kulo habriyis nena mimenu. That all these kibadovayim, in gemilas chasodim, aboi sholoim, habriyis nena mimenu. Venimso toiv la shamayim, vetoiv la briyis. O bahu ksiv, a person who is toiv la briyis, it says, ki pri maloleyem yoichelo. The Bahaikra Ksiv Ki Toiv, he's Toiv Labriyas, Ki Prima Lolov, Yechel Bechayev, Yechelu Bechayev. That means he's Toiv Labriyas on this world, so it's Yechel Bechayev. Awa Bishelu Achakan Toiv Lashemayim, Venkan Toiv Labriyas, Vuloi Ksiv Ve Ki Prima Lolov Yechel, and that is not in Prima Lolov Yechel. Vilkoch Leitani Gaba Yechel Peresem Ba'ilu Mazeh. He says, this Mishnah that enumerates only certain mitzvahs, that oichel perisem ba'ilam hazeh, this Mishnah is only speaking about toiv labriyas. A toiv labriyas is a memela prima lalei mechela. Ra lo shamayim v'ra labriyas, kerei tzeyach, v'gazlen, v'ganev, Rala Shemaim Veine Rav Labriyais, Megala Royais, Mevaza Moyadim, Oichel Chaylev, he's not chepening anybody, this is Rala Shemaim. So Memele, that's the, because we're the second half also. Ki yaitze bedova, oi la rosh ra ki gmul yodov ye yoseloi. There's a rosh ra, and a rosh shayna ra, al ra la shemaim ra la bris, a rosh ra, a shemaim ra la bris, a rosh shayna ra. There's two types of rosh. Now, there are a lot of ha'oras here. Let me start off from an easier one, and then we'll go. The Radal asks Akashe, al kaponim, the Gemara says that this klal of oichel perisein ba'ilam hazeh, you need it should be toiv labriyas. So yes, what's with Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is, where's the toiv labriyas by Talmud Torah? So the Ridal says, Talmud Torah, some he's teaching others, and he learns with others, he's a meira heiro, he paskin shailas, he teaches with others. So that's Toiv Labriyas. Atkan Loshen of the Redal. So I had a shtickle ha'ora of the Redal. I mean, that's very nice. A person's a poisik, a person is a Rebbe, very nice, that's Teva Bris, but in the Mishnah it says Talmud Torah, it says he's learning Torah, it says he has this extra job, he's a Poisek, he's a Malamed. Talmud Torah would mean Stam Talmud Torah. So that's the Chmir, I would say, Chayre Pshat and the Gemara is differently. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Tzadik Tesem at Beis, Apikairis Kegoin Man. What's the Eil Eilam Chelek Leilam Abo Apikairis? So Moses says, what's an Apikairis? Omar Rab Yosef Kegoin Hani Da Omri, those people who say, Mai Ahani Lon Rabonon. What do we derive from the Talmidei Chachamim? Ledidu koru, ledidu tonu, they're learning mikra, they're learning mishnayis. I don't go to their shiurim. They're learning, they're sitting and learning. What do we have from their learning? Mahanilon rabbon. So this person is an apikairis. Why is he an apikairis? He's not tainis on them. Tachsiv im loy berisi, yoimam bolaila, chukei shemai ba'oretz loy samti. So Rashi says, "Vehem einam yoidim shehoilam miskayim aleim." Loi brisi yoimam v'leif. It wouldn't be for Torah chukei shemayim ba'oretz leisamti. So the world would not exist. The world is existing because of them. And Dachsum Epshatan Rashi is Chaim Veloshna Nefesh Achaim says, "Im hoya chas v'sholem ha'oilam poni legamri afilu rega achas mamish." If the whole world would stop learning for 1 second, no one is learning in the whole world, chas v'sholem, tekev kerega hayakol oylomais nechrovim v'niftolim mimtzius legamri. So everything would come bottle and mevutel. And he says, that is pshat how we say in the Birchas HaTorah, v'chayei oylom nota b'secheinu. The chiyas of the oylomais is nota b'secheinu. Just like if we're sitting in the room and there are bulbs burning, I know there's a generator that's working, that's generating electricity. And if all generators would stop functioning, it would be very dark. But that's only in the production of electricity. In the kiyum ha'olam is totally in limud ha'Torah. And Dachsimei, I once heard from Rav Aaron Zecheinu Levroche, he said a person who is sitting and learning is the greatest goyimul chesed. He's doing chesed, that's what Rashi says. V'heim einam yoidim sha'olam miskayim aleihem. The world is standing because of them. So Dachsimei, on the Redal's kasha, that where's their toiv labriyas, ein lecha toiv labriyas godol mizeh. But now, let's get into the Etzim Sugya. Rava asked Akasha, he had another mitzvah there, the Shluch HaKan. He said, no. Shluch HaKan, that's only Teiv LaMokim, Teiv LaBriyas you need. Now, we had on Lamed Tesamed Beis, we had Rava also. Rava said, let's refresh our memories. Rava, in our Mishnah it says, that a Oysa Mitzvah Achas, more than one more mitzvah is macht, some other mitzvah may tivin loy on this world, tivin loy in this world. And the Gemara asked Akasha, we learned meriin loy, the roiv zochi is meriin loy. So the Gemara asked, how does this stem with the Mishnah? So Rav said, well, this the Barais is going according to Rav Yankib. Rabbi Yankov holds that Chametzah b'Hayal Meleke, and our Mishnah holds that Chametzah b'Hayal Meleke, you pay us on this world. That's what Rav said. Fine. So our Mishnah is going now. All of a sudden, this Rav, so we know there's two sheetahs. Rabbi Yankov holds Chametzah b'Hayal Meleke, our Mishnah holds Chametzah b'Hayal Meike. Our Mishnah says mitzvah achas, doesn't matter, it's been other b'chaber, been other b'scham mitzvah by almeke, metivu loib, b'zayilom, arichim lo yomob, nizaychel lo noichel asoret. Our Mishnah doesn't differentiate what kind of mitzvahs. Now all of a sudden we have here our Mishnah that speaks about four mitzvahs, zaychel persem b'ilom azeh, and rove esakash, ooh, I have another mitzvah, shiluach hakan. No, shiluach hakan. So, who is this going according to? according to Rabbi Yaakov, Schar Mitzvah by Al Meleke. So the Samas ain't nothing more to talk about. According to our Mishnah, so all mitzvahs is Metivin Loi on this world. So what's happening over here? All of a sudden we have new guidelines with the Toiv Labrius and the Tzaycho Perisayim and these mitzvahs. Who's this going according to? So Betzem, just before the Shia, I saw the Masho's Moira, this Kashyp. He has a whole Mahalach, which wasn't able to figure out. But I saw two other Mahalchim. The Maharal asked this Kashya, and the Maharal says, a Pele. Now I see the Masho also asks on this. The Maharal says that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yaakov. A Filu Rabbi Yaakov that said, that's Chal Mitzvah by Hayu Meleka, that's Tamazaya Mitzvah, but Mitzvah, that's Toiv Labrius, you pay this on this world. That's what the Maharal says. So it's a Pella. Rav Yaakov proved it from Kibbutz. Here, this is one of these mitzvahs. It's Kibbutz Aveim, and the Gemara said before Kibbutz Aveim, you don't get paid on this world. I don't understand the Maharal, and the Masha is discussed. The Pnei Yeshua understood that Koch is not going according to Rav Yaakov. So it's not going according to Rav Yaakov. So before we had Meitiv and Lay on all mitzvahs, and these mitzvahs are machas, if it's half and half, or a little bit more, you need mamishroiv. The Bnei Yeshua blabs by Akasha, and the Marsha seems also to say it's going according to the Chachomim, and somehow the union of machas is totally in the Toiv Labrius. That's what the Marsha seems to say. Now I'd like to mention Amoyredike Beis Halevi. Amoyredike Beis Halevi, which mamish is you say this thing. He brings a Gemara in Sukkah. Beis Halevi is Chelik Beis Drush Aleph. He brings a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Ein Tzedakah Mishtalemes Alafi Chesed Shaboy. Tzedakah is paid. Boy, tzedakah is paid with the amount of chesed that's put into the tzedakah. If a person gives cooked food, it's baked, it's cooked, he delivers it, that's how tzedakah is paid. It's very interesting. We're mixing two mitzvahs. Tzedakah we pay according to the chesed. That's with the tzedakah alone. And then he also brings down the marsha. The marsha is tzakashim. Here it says, Eilu dvam shadam oisa oisam v'oicho pesem v'ilam hazeh milos chasodim v'oishom kibbut avdeim pamotem. Well, that's what's tzedakah. This is a marsho zakashe. Marsho zakashe nunvaz, which seems also, there's also speaking about tzedakah, and it says, oicho pereisa v'ilam hazeh. What's with tzedakah? So it's a meiridike beis halevi. The Beis Halevi says, he brings a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Trunus Rufus Horoshe Estra Bekive, Imalekechem Oyev Aniyim, Mipneima Einoi Mefarnasa. If the Rebbein Shalom loves Aniyim, so why doesn't he give them Parnasa? Omalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered him, Kedei she nitzel onu behem midine shel gehenna. So he said, you're 100% right. He loves aniyim. Why doesn't he give them parnose? That we should be nitzel midine shel gehenna. If there wouldn't be aniyim, we wouldn't have talk is matzel midine shel gehenna. So that's why he made aniyim. Kedei she nitzel on. Zok the Beis Halevi. So let's hear what Rabbi Kiva had said. That in Emerson the Rabbeinu Shloilem loves Taniyim. Why doesn't he give them Parnosa? That his next door neighbor should be Nitzel Medina Shalgeinim. He says, what'll be if the next door neighbor doesn't take the message? He doesn't know Rabbi Kiva's memory. He's not afraid of Gehenim. Akasha for Maisa, what's gonna be? Then the Rabbi Yisrael will give this other man tzedakah. I mean, the whole reason he was not getting tzedakah was because that you should have the opportunity and give him tzedakah. If you're not taking the opportunity, so we're back with chenusu v'sukasha, so why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shem give him tzedakah? The Rebbeinu Shem zicha give him, why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shem give him parnosa, zicha give him parnosa? So if the next of those who should have given tzedakah don't give tzedakah, the Rebbeinu Shem make, they don't get parnosa. Zok the Beis HaLevi, oy bazoi, tzedakah is not toiv labrius. I'm doing a favor to him. You're not doing any favor at all. You're doing a favor for yourself, not to him. If you won't give it to him, he'll get it. So Rebbeinu Shlomo will give it to him. You're not. So it's not toiv labrius. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't put in tzedakah. Ein hatzedakah mishtalemes alafi chesed sheboy. What's the chesed sheboy? So Rashi says, you deliver it to him, you bake it, you cook it. He says, oh, that means Avilu, this only would have panosa. But it doesn't grow on trees, kugel, roast the chicken. Whatever has panosa, he'd have to cook it himself, he'd have to bake it. All these things he'd have to do. If I go and I give him a roasted chicken, I did chesed to him. Oh, that's toiv labrius. Not to add some chicken. The chicken will get side to side. The Rebbeinu Shlomo give him panosa. But I'll have to cook it. I'm cooking it for him. Ein tzedakah mishtalemes. What's mishtalemes means? On this world. Oichol peresein boilam hazeh elofi chesed sheboy. That you get paid for the chesed. As a tzedakah, you don't get paid. And he says that pshat roidev tzedakah v'chesed. Here it says tzedakah v'chesed. So I thought could be he would say roidev tzedakah v'chesed. Not a tzedakah together with chesed. Then the yimtza chaim tzedakah v'chovid. But he says pshat the roidev tzedakah v'chesed means that you roidev to give it to him. That means if he would have panosa, the employer doesn't knock on the door to give him bundles of money. He has to go and work. I'll get the money. But roidev tzedakah v'chesed, this alone, the roidev tzedakah is also a chesed. So this is toiv labrius. If this is toiv labrius, so memela, that's why he'll be mishtalem on this world.